You're playing with Candy from VoiceLikeCandy.com.
Grandson, are you awake? May I come in?
Good morning, sweetie. Did you get a good night's sleep? Well, that's good. I have a surprise for you downstairs, so once you make your bed and get dressed, can you please hurry down? What's that, sweetie? Why am I wearing a robe? Well, I think you should mind your own business, young man. Now hurry up and meet me downstairs. Took you long enough. Well, what's with that face, sweetie? Are you surprised to see this guy? Do you two know each other? Or are you just so protective of your sweet old grandmother that seeing her in the same room as your rival has you all riled up? Come on, sweetie. Have a seat. Now. There. Now, if both of you can stop giving each other death stares and focus on me, I'd like to settle this problem that Jacob has told me all about. Sweetie, what is this about you pissing on Jacob's gym clothes just because he took your spot as captain on the football team? How do I know it was you? Oh, please, sweetie, don't be so stupid. For the last few weeks, all you've been doing is bitching and moaning every day about the guy stealing your spotlight. So it's pretty obvious it was you, especially since he's so much taller and more athletic. Oh, what's wrong, dear? Did you think your sweet old grandma was going to take your side just because you're my grandson? You still think your grandma's sweet, innocent little boy? Do you think I don't know what you do when I'm not home? You sneak into Grandma's room and take her bra and panties. I know you've been using them to jerk off, thinking about me. Hell, I wouldn't even be surprised if you put them on, you sick, perverted grandson. And since you pretty much ruined all my bras and panties, I decided I'm not going to wear them anymore. In fact, I'm not going to wear any bras and panties, period. That's right, grandson. What I have on under this robe is... nothing. Now, Jacob, you tell my grandson, do you like what you see?